Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
Time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Well, good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend, hot as it is. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Greg Pogue, your host, University Showcase. Next hour, it's going to be 101 with Greg Pogue. Alan Bell, he is the managing director for NFL content for 24/7 Sports, locally based. And we'll have Alan in here as well. Jonathan Najjar, he is producing here in studios. One thing we've done, this is the last one of the year. We start this thing, University Showcase, back the first Saturday in December. We go through May, and I think this is our sixth year of doing it. A little bit later on in the show, as we close out a school year, we're going to talk to TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips, also Trevecca Athletic Director Mark Elliott, and right now, Ohio Valley Conference Commissioner Beth DeBush. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Greg. And I hope you, too, are having a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, I've got about two more hours of radio, and then I don't hit a lick until Tuesday morning. I'm just going to tell you that right there. I'm shutting it down this weekend.
So no emergencies, no calls to Pogue, none of that. Okay, fair enough.
Well, any emergencies will be self-induced. So, you're in Marion, Illinois, the OVC Baseball Championship up at Rent One Park, the home of the Southern Illinois Miners. The first of a two-year deal there with this, as it is?
It is the first of a two-year deal, and the park, I had not been here before. It's absolutely beautiful, and when I walked into the stadium yesterday, all the athletic directors that were here just commented what a wonderful venue it ends up being. So we're very excited about the relationship and about the rest of the tournament. It should be a good run.
Well, and of course, you're looking at it, we'll just set up what's happening today. I guess you're into the semifinal rounds of a double elimination tournament. Austin Peay, Morehead State today at noon, and the winner of that plays the number one seed, Jacksonville State, at 4. And if Jacksonville State wins, it's the champion. If it loses, they go to a, if necessary, game tomorrow, correct?
That is correct. So we have one or two days left. It's similar to Nashville. We have spectacular weather up here, and it's been a fun baseball season so far, and I think today is going to be exciting.
Well, you know, obviously, and Beth, I want to start this just by thanking you and Kyle Schwartz and Travis Teletossi and your staff, certainly Kyle, who works with me every week on University Showcase. Thank you again for supporting this show, because, you know what I feel about it. We get, how many times is the Murray State rifle coach on radio, period, much less in Nashville?
Well, it's certainly been a great partnership for us, Greg. So the thanks goes both ways. The fact that you do tell the stories of the institutions and the sports programs that don't get as much media coverage certainly means a great deal to us. But more importantly, the way you tell the stories, the fact you tell the stories with a sense of personal interest and concern, is really terrific. And it's been a wonderful partnership for the Ohio Valley Conference, I can assure you.
Well, I grew up an OVC fan and remain one, so you're not going to get it out of me because it's in my blood, okay? this school year, I started calling you Two-Bid Beth. You remember that? After Murray State won the men's basketball tournament, Belmont got the at-large bid, the first for the league since the late 80s. And then in football, you had Jacksonville State, the champion, and Southeast Missouri getting an at-large bid. It doesn't get much better than that when getting teams in those two premier sports for the league.
It certainly has been a great year. And as you know, we're getting ready next week to have our annual meetings where all our membership comes to town to discuss the future. But in the process of doing that, you look back and it really has been a spectacular year. And you're right. You judge by access to tournaments and championships, and then having success in those events makes it that much better. You know, the year started because our year's starts at the beginning of June after we conclude these meetings with Tennessee Tech going to the Super Regional. So it started with a bang and it's just gone the whole year with a level of success. And it's really exciting. It gives us an opportunity and we need to take advantage of those opportunities too. So the work going into next year is going to be a lot of fun trying to build on what happened this year.
Belmont, obviously with that at large, and then the Murray State with that, and Murray State, you're going to have two players possibly drafted. Certainly, Ja Morant. What was the impact of him? He's going to be a top two pick, maybe. I'm looking, maybe a one, certainly top five pick. And he handled it so well. Him and Coach McMahon handled it so well. All of the attention that he got. What did that mean to the league to have that kind of marquee college basketball player playing in the league?
I don't know that we'll fully be able to quantify what it meant to the league for some time, but all of us that have been affiliated with this conference have just remarked to the fact that just the additional lens, all of the national attention was so very helpful in so many ways. This year, as we went through the process of the basketball season, we knew that we were a good basketball league and that we had four teams legitimately that could have contended for postseason and done well in the postseason tournament. The additional attention that Ja's spectacular play brought to this league made sure that other people appreciated the depth in the conference and just the quality of performance and the high caliber of people that were here. When I was in Hartford with Murray State, one of the things that really left a mark on me was the fact that so many longtime friends and media acquaintances commented what a nice program it was and what a spectacularly nice young man he was. And despite the fantastic talent, that there was more to him than just being an outstanding basketball player. He was a terrific young person.
Well, and just this past week was named the overall OVC Student Athlete of the Year. And on the other side of that, Darby Maggard at Belmont, and what a run she's had all 4 years. And, you know, she's one of those players you don't like to play against, but you're happy when you're on her team because she's so pleasant and everything off the court, but she's a bulldog on it. And I tell you what, the league's going to miss her. I know a lot of teams aren't, but the league in general will.
The league is certainly going to miss her. You are exactly right. She is pleasant can be off the court, but certainly the type of person that's just a worker in the gym, stroking her shot, you know, regularly, just continue to get better. And when you think of OVC basketball this year, there's on the women's side, there's a face that comes to mind, and that is clearly Darby. So it's going to be a fun Friday morning for us. We honor our student athletes that have accomplished so much this year. And then we have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony as well. So it's just a neat day for us because it blends the future with the past, and it's just a nice way to celebrate this league.
University Showcase, OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush with us as well. And you talk about the spring meetings coming to town, and I know there's a reception Thursday night. You got all your meetings and everything. Anything particular on your mind as you head into these spring meetings?
Yeah, slightly mentioned, we have an opportunity, especially in light of the basketball success, to really talk amongst ourselves to say what would make this league even better with the additional units that were won this past year. So it's going to be a fun conversation to say, how can we be strategic about this? How can we build on our success? We'll start with the president's group on down and try to engage everyone. Another neat thing that will happen at the spring meetings is we bring in our student athletes. We've always done a good job of including student athletes, but we've changed our process so we have more student athletes involved, and it's always great to hear their perspective on issues and make sure their voice is included when we consider the big issues impacting college sports.
You know, and the thing too is with spring meetings and everything, and it's where everybody comes for a common cause. We want to beat each other's brains out on the pitch or the court or the baseball diamond or whatever. But the camaraderie, and it may be cliche to say, but it is really pretty cool how all your schools get along.
No, it is, and I think a lot about that. Certainly, I spend a lot of time with my other conference colleagues. And get a sense of what their leagues are like. And I don't think it is hyperbole. I think we really are blessed in this league to have a good sense of community and esprit de corps and appreciate that we're all really lucky to get to do what we do professionally. And at its core, we're helping young people get an education and use sports to learn more about themselves. And again, I appreciate that might sound pretty simplistic, but boy, that's what we do, and that's a really neat way to spend your professional life. And it's also neat, you get to go to the sporting events, but at its core process, helping these student athletes appreciate what they can achieve is really quite an honor.
OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush with us this morning, University Showcase. And Beth, going forward, long-term visions, where do you want to take it?
Well, that's the question we're going to be asking everybody this week. We're starting our strategic planning process. We have a new one starting. Certainly, I think we need to work hard to build on what we are. We are what you described, this place of community. How do we use that? How do we use our sense of history and community and fellowship to craft a niche that makes this league look slightly different than the other 31 conferences in the United States? The five autonomy conferences are going to continue to grow and expand and spend additional resources on intercollegiate athletics. So we need to build a model that spends in a reasonable way, consistent with university values, but finds its niche so we can grow and distinguish ourselves. And so I think the real focus of this meeting and moving forward is to figure out how to distinguish ourselves as a league, but in a way that's fiscally responsible. And I personally think our history and our way of taking care of our students is a way we can find that niche.
She's up in Marion, Illinois at the OVC Baseball Championship, Rent One Park, the first of a two-year deal there. It's also the home of the Southern Illinois Miners minor league baseball team. We've talked about this before. You just finished year two. The contract goes forward as well to have the men's and women's basketball championships in Evansville, and you found yourself a home there. You know you know what I'm going to say. Oh, I'm in Nashville. I'd love to be able to drive downtown to see it, but I understand. I get it. Evansville is nailing it.
Evansville's done a wonderful job, as you've said, and we've both lived through, just a wonderful job of hosting the event and making our team still very, very welcome. The Ford Center is a first-class venue. We couldn't ask for a nicer venue in which to hold that event. You know, certainly the years we had in Nashville were wonderful for the league, and we hear from our membership how much they like coming to our great city. Having said that, though, certainly we've made good and supportive friends in Evansville with our event. One of the issues for our league, but for any league, is also making sure that you move championships throughout the footprint of the conference, that you don't have certain schools that always have to travel the furthest distance to get to a championship. So the move to Evansville has also helped that sense of geographic balance in the league. This move up here to Marion as well has had a similar impact on the conference, that for the schools in Illinois and Missouri, and actually even our schools in Kentucky, this isn't a far drive. And I think it really just helps that sense of community that you referenced. Say we're not going to ask every school to, or individual schools to face a burden that's different than the others. So I think that's all good for this league and our future.
Beth, talk a little bit about, obviously, the exposure that you have through ESPN, ESPN Plus, the ESPN3 platform. Of course, you were on the front edge of the OVC Digital and what you did with that, but then taking that to another step where, you know, I could be sitting in Kansas watching my granddaughter play volleyball at Moorhead, Kentucky. I mean, just to use an example of a possibility, but the it's been a great partnership with what you've done with ESPN Plus, and that was quite a daunting task.
It was a daunting task. This time last year, our membership voted to take our OVC digital network, and it was an initiative which we really were high on, and to transition to ESPN Plus and expand our relationship with ESPN. We had long been an ESPN partner, but we agreed to give ESPN Plus 650 events on their new digital platform. It was a big step. It certainly meant that we wanted to enhance the good work that we were doing. It has been a wonderful transition for us. We have found the platform to be exceedingly helpful. It's enhanced our relationship on a personal note with ESPN, and so therefore you referenced Ja earlier in the conversation. We got an awful lot of exposure on our basketball programs and specifically on Ja Morant because of our enhanced relationship with ESPN. But the fact that we're on a platform where there's so much content and so many sports from across the world certainly elevates our sense of what we're trying to do in this league about sending the message about our good athletics contest. So it's a long-term agreement, and we'll spend some time at this meeting talking about how we can get even better with what we're doing. But for year one, I'm really pleased and excited going into year two as to what this can be. And if people are interested, you can watch the baseball championship day on ESPN Plus today. And it's been good coverage, and I'm really proud of our team for the work that we've done in putting that forward.
Good plug, Beth. Proud of you there. Good plug. Yeah, you know, but, you know, we talk about the ESPN Plus and that, and what'd you say, 650 different events?
650 events.
Yeah.
From the Ohio Valley Conference alone. So if you think about it, that's a lot of work on behalf of our member institutions. And what it means is, similar to what you're doing with University Showcase, it makes sure that we are in a position to highlight all of our sports and that we have the infrastructure on our campuses to support streaming to a softball event or a baseball event, which may historically not have been cabled in such a way to be able to present that media coverage. So again, I think it's really good progress for Olympic sports, in addition to the marquee sports that historically have gotten a good level of coverage.
Well, and you mentioned it, for that to happen, all the schools have to be not only on board, but they got to produce, because you put a lot, hey, if we're going to do this individually, each school has to come up with that programming, how it happens and everything. So it's just not an edict coming down from the OVC and, hey, let's go do this. You had to have cooperation of all 14 schools.
We certainly did, and it's going to be an ongoing commitment. While you're on a national platform, you want to make sure that you're presenting a really good picture on behalf of this league. I signed the contract on behalf of our member institutions, so we'll certainly watch to make sure that the content's at a high level. What's been really heartening for me is just how much people have been invested in this and what a good job our institutions want to do. It's also a really neat learning opportunity for the students that we have involved working on this initiative, and we have an awful lot of students that have an interest in a media level career and use this as a platform in which to learn.
Pebble Beach in a couple weeks?
I'm debating. Just for everybody's benefit, I have a long history of trying to go to the U.S. Open. I've been going since I was a very young person, and I absolutely love going to the United States Open Golf Championship. It's right in between the annual commissioners meetings in Baltimore and the annual athletics directors convention in Florida. So getting from Orlando to Pebble Beach to Baltimore is a bit of a travel challenge, but it's not beyond me. I'm certainly going to
be. I know where you're going to be. And how many of you been? What, 18 out of 19 U.S. Opens? What, something like or more?
Yeah, it's more than that. I've missed Shinnecock twice. That's the extent of my lack of attendance at the U.S. Open. Yeah. So, you know, you'd think for a woman that has the honor and privilege of going to sporting events all year long that it wouldn't be a passion to do that in your spare time as well. But I guess I found my niche in life. I really like doing these things and certainly appreciate the beauty of Pebble Beach and that lovely event.
I was going to say Monterey Peninsula. I mean, come on. All right. Hey, Beth. thank you for joining us this morning, but certainly our partnership with the Ohio Valley Conference. You know what I think of you guys.
You are a dear friend, both personally and professionally, and we are very, very grateful for all that you do on behalf of this league and the student athletes, and I hope to see you at the commissioner's dinner on Thursday so I can thank you in person.
Oh, I have a date. I am bringing my daughter.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm so glad you're going to be there, and again, a sincere thank you to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Beth. Enjoy your weekend.
Will do.
All right, Beth DeBush, the commissioner of the OVC, University Showcase. She's been with us since day one and also been with us day one, Tennessee State University. Tigers Athletic Director Teresa Phillips coming up next right here from the Goggin Colt Hall Studios.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
Nothing's more Tennessee than Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, Chattanooga, and Columbia, Tennessee. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try the shrimp and grits hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit PucketsGrocery.com.
When looking at schools for my MBA, I found that affordability and flexibility were most important for me. At Trevecca University, I found exactly what I was looking for. With no GMAT required, I was able to jump right into classes with a wide variety of students that enhanced my learning. My professors were readily available, and the small class sizes created a great environment for me to learn and grow.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings, hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Show Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge when he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down.
It's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Show Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase from the Goggin Colt Hall Studios. Jonathan Najjar producing today. I am Greg Pogue, your host. Just had OVC Commissioner Beth DeBush, still to come, Trevec Athletic Director Mark Elliott, and joined now by, well, let me do this first. Before we bring Teresa Phillips in, the AD, I always talk about things that have happened throughout the week, and of course all the spring sports have died. Obviously the seasons are over, but congratulations. R. Lazon Brumfield, the senior, he has went to the track and field preliminary round in Jacksonville, and his leap in the long jump qualified him for the Nationals at the 2019 Track and Field National Championships in Austin, Texas next week, and, well, the following week. And he still has more to go today. He could land there in the triple jump as well. So, and I know down in his hometown of Jacksonville, where his coach, Chandra Cheeseborough Guy, she's from there as well. So congratulations to R. Lazon Brumfield. We know for sure he's going to be going to the finals in the long jump, and we'll find out later today about the triple jump. Teresa Phillips, she is the AD at Tennessee State University. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Greg. I do have a little correction on you. You don't mess up too much.
Yeah.
You may have called R. Lazon a senior. He's actually
he's a sophomore, right. I know I did. You're right. And it just seems like he's been there forever. Listen to these awards. Just his second year. He's been the OVC Freshman of the Year, OVC Indoor Co-Field Athlete of the Year two times, OVC Indoor Championship MVP, OVC Long Jump Indoor Champion twice, OVC Triple Jump Indoor Champion twice, TSU Male Athlete of the Year, and finally the OVC Outdoor Field Athlete of the Year this year alone. So, yeah, just a sophomore. Yeah, I don't want to get him out. You got two more years with him.
Anybody to question when they see him next year jumping out of space OVC championship again. He's only a sophomore, so he's a gem, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's and we've had him on the show. I tell you, he's a fine young man. Coach Cheese, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Hard to believe we're wrapping up. I think, is this our sixth year doing? I don't even know. 5-6 years, University Showcase, and just had Beth DeBush on, going to have Mark Elliott on. And again, I want to say, hey, thank you for the confidence that you placed in me to, and obviously through Jose Garcia and your media relations staff, really does the bookings of it. But this is your show, and I appreciate the confidence you put in me to spread the TSU word.
Well, you know, we appreciate you. I was just about to say that to you, Greg. I mean, this is an awesome opportunity for all of the schools that participate in it, and it really just kind of gets our story out on a weekly basis. So it's been great for us. It might be the fifth year, sixth year, but, you know, it's been just an awesome opportunity for us to, you know, share with Nashville what's going on our campuses.
Is it hard to believe the school year's just about over?
Together now. I mean, but it is hard to believe. I mean, it goes so quickly sometimes. When you get towards the end, you look back and say, man, that was kind of fast. So, you know, what we're starting to do, though, is already prepare for the next season. So it just kind of never ends. But we've had an overall good year. Our student athletes have done well. We graduated a lot of folks, and things like R. Lazon being very successful here at the end, you know, makes for a happy summer.
Yeah, I tell you what, just I want to hit on a bunch of different things, but certainly the story that could have been enduring forever is the sadness of a loss of a Christian Abercrombie, but it's anything but, of course. From that Vanderbilt football game to the emergency surgeries to nearly passing away right there, and then to where he is now. I saw him at the spring game. I see him out. I see him on Twitter, his mom and everything. What a, you know, if you don't believe in miracles, I offer evidence in Christian Abercrombie.
Well, there's one for you. So you can not believe in them if you want to, but just such a beautiful story that just kind of reminds all of us that whether you want to believe in him or not, that there is a God and that miracles still do take place. He even got to announce the Titans' fifth round draft choice, and it was just so fun to just watch him up there saying, tighten up. So we're looking forward to him hopefully maybe enrolling back in school in the fall. Maybe online classes, we're just not sure exactly, but we're going to continue to work with him until he gets his degree. And just so thankful, really, to our neurologist that was on the field that day, to all the people over at Vanderbilt and the emergency management folks and the surgeons and everything. All of that had to come together in a perfect positive storm to save his life and to give him an opportunity to have a successful life moving on. And that's where we are now, Greg.
Yeah, and again, the alternative would put a damper over the end. I mean, that's you know, saying it lightly. If things didn't turn out right, and you know, that's something that you'd be dealing with the rest of your life, because when these young men and women come to campus, you become their surrogate parents.
Yeah, they are children, and you can't get past it. You can't get around it. You have to claim it. And we don't mind doing so, but that is why the good, and certainly something that would have been tragic, the bad just kind of does stay with us, and you just hold it in your heart forever. And so it's just, I'm just thankful that we're able to tell the story the way that we are today.
TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips with us, University Showcase. The last installment for this school year. We'll kick it back up again come December. And it's just looking at several different things. And we just had Beth DeBush on as well. I think this year the OVC got more exposure, obviously with Ja Morant and all of that stuff, the guy at Murray State, we know about that. But I'm more talking about the ESPN Plus and ESPN 3 platform deal, where 650 OVC events that would have never been telecast were available, and what a great recruiting tool on top of everything else.
Wow, that was big, big thanks and shout out to Beth and her leadership and that of other staff members at the OVC. It was a couple of years in making and working, but to be on ESPN Plus at the beginning of this, start, and, you know, if you really go back and start with ESPN and then ESPN2 and they started off somewhat fledgling maybe when they do the spinoff, and then you look at the volume of viewership they have after, they launch. This is a great opportunity, and you're not just talking about men and women's basketball and football. You're talking about volleyball. You're talking about softball. You're talking about soccer. All those views with OVC schools, and then as we look at it personally, just our institution, I mean, having them on the ESPN platform every home game and every away OVC game, that's just, we couldn't pay for that in the way that we have it. So we're very excited about it.
TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips with us. Like you didn't have enough to do being the athletic director at TSU, you're also a member of the NCAA Women's Basketball Committee. That's the one that decides the field, decides a lot of the different things that are happening in women's college basketball. And I know I talked to you in the middle of the week, and just, it's one of those things. You know where I'm going. It's a labor of love, but sometimes you may not love all the labor that goes into it.
But I really took someone's place and was supposed to be on for 1 year. They voted me on for another 5 years. I started not to do it because it's just so much. But then it is so very gratifying, and you do have obligation to put your efforts and your expertise so that we can try to get the best women's basketball field for the championship possible. It's the most visible championship field that we have, and it is that important. Right now what we're doing, Greg, is looking at changing our thing, following the men somewhat, and changing from the RPI being one of the major tools that we use to creating a net, NET, for the women. We're going to probably pass on maybe doing it this next season and study it a little bit more. But there's just so much to trying to make sure that the game is fair, that it stays current and viable. And so I'm excited to still have 3 more years on the committee. 3. Wow.
3, Teresa. I heard
maybe
that.
I gotta go one by one.
Yeah. Well, hard to believe. This coming Friday is the 1st of June. You know what that means? Football. I mean, we're looking at, what, 12 weeks or so until, what, the John Merritt Classic kicks off the season over at Nissan State? I don't know, maybe more than that. I don't know. Yeah, about 12 weeks. Of course, you open up the season in the John Merritt Classic. That will be August 31st against Mississippi Valley State. Then your football team goes to MTSU and then down to Memphis for the Southern Heritage. So, but I like the fact, I think you got, what, 5 home games this year, right? 2 at Nissan Stadium and 3 at the Hole.
Right, we're excited. Of course, having 2 of our bigger, what we view as our bigger games, attendance-wise probably, down at Nissan Stadium, our home, and then bringing, I guess, 3 on campus. So we got work cut out for us, Greg. I don't know why me and you were talking. We got a lot of work to do. But football is right around the corner. I mean, you know, it just bounces right to the fall sports. And that, I mean, I love it. And I'll maybe take a little vacation this summer, but I'm excited about the next year's season and kicking it off with Mississippi Valley. I think we're going to have a great football team, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun, and I like opening it up against the traditional HBCU. The only thing, Mississippi Valley State, I'm glad they don't have Jerry Rice anymore, so let's just count it at that. But, and then going to MTSU that second weekend, the very first game MTSU played in its new stadium in its move to Division I. Back then, it was called 1 and 1A, Division 1. The very first game was TSU, and it drew for a long, long time. I mean, maybe 15 years. It held the attendance record at that stadium.
Yeah, and you know, that was an exciting time. You know, we still kind of remember MTSU as an OVC folk back then. So, you know, the rivalry was still kind of fresh that, you know, we had been in the same conference for a while. I think that Chris Lucero is still going to have a great attendance at that game. I'm sure all Tigers will be there, and it should bring out a lot of the MTSU fans. So that's a good game. I mean, it's not a game you can play every year, you know, us and MT or us and Vandy. But, you know, every 4 years or 5 years, that's a must-have game, because I just think, you know, our community, that's a game they're going to buy into.
Yeah, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, you'll go to it to watch it. Just either way, and then once you get them in the door, that's when you keep them. Try to keep them as fans. Teresa Phillips with us. She's the AD at Tennessee State University. What is at the top, or a few things at the top of the Teresa Phillips wish list?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, you always want to win championships. So I just really am still pressing our leadership and our football program and our men's basketball program, especially those two, to win championships. But as far as facilities and things like that concerned, one of our focuses right now is trying to revamp our indoor and outdoor track and our track facilities from locker rooms on. I think the Shonda Cheeseborough, who's an Olympian, who's the director of men and women's track and field, she's deserving of having facilities that can really draw. And I just think our track program still is renowned and esteemed on that level. So that's just the focus. So anybody out there listening who wants to contribute for us to get
you don't miss a beat, do you, Teresa? That's good.
I mean, some people out there listening might love track and field and really have something in their heart for Ed Temple. You know, obviously, just an international great as far as women's track and field, and of course Chandra is great in her own right. So we're looking to that. I mean, sometimes you know, I want to leave with really trying to make sure that program is in good stead.
Well, certainly the national notoriety of the Tiger Bell certainly goes back to what Wilma Rudolph and the Olympics and all of that.
Even before that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, hey Teresa, thank you not only for this morning, but thank you for your confidence in me to promote TSU. It means a lot to me.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Me too.
All right, Teresa Phillips, she's the athletic director over at Tennessee State University. Coming up next, University Showcase from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It will be Trevecca Athletic Director Mark Elliott.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings, hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk Bar Lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Nothing's more Tennessee than Puckett's Grocery and Restaurant, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, Chattanooga, and Columbia, Tennessee. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try the shrimp and grits hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit PucketsGrocery.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
With a mix of rising young superstars and veteran leadership, the Atlanta Braves are out to defend the East.
Acuna running out of room on the warning track, leaping, made the catch! What a play by Acuna!
Tonight, Ronald Acuna and the Braves take the national stage as they take on the St. Louis Cardinals, live from Busch Stadium.
Coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock on Nashville Sports Radio.
Just heard the promo about the Braves. We'll join that game in progress after our Joe Fisher and the Vanderbilt Network coverage of the semifinal game, LSU and Vanderbilt, around 3:30 this afternoon with that. So we'll have, and then should Vandy win, they'll play tomorrow for the national championship. That's soon enough. The SEC championship. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, and Trevecca is on the clock. Trevecca's been with University Showcase for day one, and certainly want to talk about May 20th through the 24th, this past Monday through Thursday, the national, the NCAA Division II National Championship Golf Tournament, the resort at Glade Springs and Daniels, West Virginia, and the best season in NCAA Division II history for the team. Tied for fifth in the country. And what a great year David Head and his team have had. Many, many things going on at Trevecca. We're joined now by the AD, Mark Elliott. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing well, man. What about that golf team? That was what a great run.
You know, it was, and I think everybody would who are listening, they'd love to hear the stats about the golf team and where they finished nationally. But, you know, as an athletic director on the inside, sometimes you also have to just remind people these were young men who are all business majors. They're all doing really, really well in school. And, you know, the whole spiritual component of what we try to do at Trevecca, they were all bought in and part of that. And I couldn't be more proud of guys who are holistic in their whole health of, you know, with the Christian scholar athlete thing. But when it comes down to it, man, they got a score on the golf course, and particularly on Wednesday, they just buckled down and really had a phenomenal round, pushing them up from 10th to 5th and making the medal round. I'm really, really proud of them. And Dave Head is just class guy, just a wonderful leader for those young men, and so really couldn't be any more proud of those guys.
No, and again, finishing 5th in the nation, that's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Unless you're 4-3-2-1, but certainly 5th in the nation.
You know, and really had a chance to make it to the Final Four, and you know, just battle with Florida Southern, who's a perennial, you know, national champion, and just they kind of outlasted this a little bit. But, you know, again, we drove up, my wife and I drove up to that to start watching all medal play, and just to watch the excitement of being in that, okay, all the flags out there, all the NCAA representatives that are there, all, you know, the media coverage that was there. It was just, it was kind of a neat thing for us to say, Trevecca, a part of all of those other Division II teams, and we've really only been in NCAA Division II as full members for about 3 years now. To make it to that level, it just makes you want to get back and do it again.
Trevecca Athletic Director Mark Elliott, University Showcase, and Trevecca has been part of this since day one. And again, I always say appreciate the confidence, and I had Teresa Phillips and Beth DeBush on earlier. We always wrap it up with the lead administrators, and thank you for the confidence that you put in me to spread the word, and Greg Ruff, and we got through it even despite Greg Ruff, as a matter of fact.
A hardworking guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to you interview Teresa, and Teresa and I were classmates at Vanderbilt together, right? And I was just thinking back of the changes that have gone on that we have seen in the landscape of national sports, but particularly college sports. You know, we've seen it. I go back and I tell this kind of funny story. We put the skyline of downtown Nashville, the silhouette, on our basketball floor, stained it into the basketball floor, as so many schools are doing right now, right? And I looked at it the other day and I went, It's not right anymore.
Got parts missing, huh?
Exactly, and so that's just a visual example of how much has changed, and even Showcase, you know, the college Showcase, it's continuing to evolve, and your role in that has been really, really prominent, and we appreciate all that you've done because you've kept us relevant on the radio to a lot of people, and we really appreciate that.
A few things this year, the hiring of Omar Mance, I think you hit a home run there, and I think you started to see how that manifested itself as the season progressed. Of course, the situation that he inherited. But, I, you know, the one thing when you hired Omar Mance, and even now, and I follow him on Twitter and all of these clicks he's go to and everything, man, he is so well respected throughout the college basketball community.
That is one of the things that really drew us to him, and he's so well connected. And it was important for him, in business, you sell yourself, you sell your company, you sell the product in that order. And in much way, same thing happens in collegiate sports. As a leader, you just have to sell yourself because in one sense, you are becoming that partner with the parents when the young man leaves high school, comes to live on their own, and you have to be able to be that person that they know and respect and understand. And so when he puts himself out there, there's a courage component that's created every time he puts himself out there. But he's unashamed of his faith. He's unashamed of who he's representing. And so when he puts himself out there like that, it makes him vulnerable, right? And but he's really a true blue person, and people respect that. People understand that, and he's drawing people here to our university because of that. Can't speak to it right now, but just stay tuned because We've got some great recruits that are coming next year, and it's going to be really exciting in the future.
Well, and in women's basketball, beat MTSU. We know what that program under Rick Ensel has been all about. Chad Hibden, obviously, and then the announcement that in early November, Trevecca and UConn. Now, I don't know if it's going to be in stores or in Hartford or whatever, but wow, Trevecca playing UConn.
You know, Chad Hibben's done a really good job. We knew what we were getting when we extended the invitation for him to come and be our head coach, and just a class person, and again, connected. He's not afraid to put himself out there to say, hey, we want to do this, and we want to do this well, and we want to do it maybe uniquely at a place like Trevecca. But he's given great leadership, and this is just a part of that great leadership. Coached a young lady who was fantastic at Murfreesboro Blackman. She goes on to UConn. He has a relationship with the coaches up there because of this association. He makes a call. They agree to it. They have not played a Division II team since the 1980s, and we're the first Division II team that they've agreed to play because of the respect that Geno had for Chad Hibden.
Yeah, and whatever you think about Geno, I don't know, UT fans will have whatever they want to say, but whatever you think about him, either way, he is all about growing the sport of women's basketball. This is a game he doesn't have to play. It's a game that he has really nothing to gain because obviously where his program is every year competing for national championships, but I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, for that little news cycle, Trevecca is going to be on the national news cycle playing UConn.
No, that's right. And, you know, one of the consequences that happens is, you know, you put yourself out there. And I jokingly said, Chad, have you lost your mind first? Number two, and I said, hey, are we going to be able to score? And once I figured out those are going to be fine, right, the next thing I started thinking was, gosh, we've got to advertise this. We've got to take advantage of this. We have to take maximum advantage of this opportunity, and that has to do with the trip up there and all kinds of things. But then we start thinking, it doesn't matter what the score is, there's going to be a unique thing of on ESPN, the crawler underneath, it's going to state the score for November 6th, 7th, and 8th for 3 days or so. The score of that game is going to be where everyone can see it, and they're going to look into Trevecca, and then the ramifications of that, applications to our school, or at least hits on our, you know, who is Trevecca, where are they located, Christian school in the heart of Nashville, oh my gosh, I'm going to be interested in that. And I think it's just going to be tremendous advertisement for us.
You know, the first few questions you ask, I know what was in there. How much is the guarantee? But I mean, come on, Mark.
Well, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's interesting. When I was working at Vanderbilt, and big public schools were paying a lot of money for small schools to come in and get killed by the home team, right? It's not like it used to be, but still, all those dollars really, really add up because travel's expensive, you know. And so, to be able to pull this off, you know, our budget didn't change, so whatever we were to get, it's going to have to try to pay for it. It's very important. And so they understand that. But at the same time, there's a lot of people. It's supply and demand. There's a lot of people that would love to do that. So, hey, you don't want to take, you know, X amount of dollars. We'll go get someone who will take that much money. So it's not like it used to be, but it's still wonderful that they give us something.
University Showcase, our guest this morning, Trevecca Athletic Director Mark Elliott. Let's spin it forward. 3-year, 5-year, master plan. Nothing necessarily in concrete, but just tell us what your vision is.
Yes. You know, the first thing I would have to say is, you know, I there's an awful lot of there's a lot of things that are in my heart that are on paper regarding the whole Christian Scholar Athlete, how we can go about and maybe do this uniquely, because there's an awful lot of people out there competing. I'm just listening to Teresa talk in your interview with her. You know, she's talking about facilities, she's talking about the student athlete experience as the public university in Nashville. And, you know, we're trying to do the same type of thing, just in a different light with regards to the foundations of our university. So we're all competing. I mean, and we were talking about the growth of Nashville. There were no Predators. There were no Titans back in the day, right? So we want to feel like we can hit our niche and do this uniquely as a Christian university in the heart of Nashville. But moving forward, long-term campus plan, You know, one of the big deals is we need an arena. We need a place that we'll call it a convocation center, because it's not just going to be for basketball, volleyball. It's going to be an icon facility where people say that's the home of Trevecca Athletics. We need to be able to have something like that. And yeah, we want to expand all the rest of it, but we still need the first piece of that is that icon facility that says, here's our home. So I don't want to leave Trevecca until I get that accomplished. And we've got some other people on campus, Holly Whitby now, who's going to be taking over that project. And I think it's our time to know that it's time for a new convocation center. It's time for a new facility. That's big. That's key. That's the thing that you can see. It's concrete. And that's what we're after. On top of that, though, I think, again, I want to maintain our mission, which is Christian scholar athlete. And if we can provide education for leadership and service to our athletes, you know, that's our real job. We can do it with the facilities we have. We just know that if we want to grow, we've got to get to that next level.
Well, and also just how things are going about it. Of course, Dr. Boone's done a great job leading that, the president of the university. But understand that the maybe some restructuring or rethinking how things are done, the athletics department reporting to the cabinet, which can result in renewed discussion for facilities and fundraising for athletics. So that's got to be encouraging.
You know, it is. Everybody's competing for dollars, and I just heard Teresa make a wonderful pitch. Hey, if anyone's interested, well, I can say the same thing. Hey, if anyone's interested. But you know what? We can't ask somebody for donations until we make a compelling argument and really get into somebody's heart level. I want to contribute to that because I believe in their mission. So we have to sell that mission first, and it'll resonate with some people, and it won't resonate with other people. So... but I wouldn't give $10 million or $1 million or even $1 if it didn't resonate with me, if the focus didn't resonate with me. So that's what we have to do, make sure that gets out. And by the way, that's how we do it in this case, on this radio program. It's one of the ways that we do get that word out.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know, the music is knocking us off. But, you know what I think of you. Appreciate you. Love you, man. And Greg over there, just get him in a, you know, every once in a while, get him in a headlock and give him some noobies, okay?
You're great, Greg. Thank you.
All right. See you, Mark. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up yet another season, University Showcase. This time slot will return with prep football talk in mid-August. Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears will take it all the way through November and then return to University Showcase from December to May. Coming up next hour, 101 with Greg Pope.